Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
After the hour, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Chip Bell is here. Chip is back. I know. Settle down. I'm excited, too. He's the founder of the Chip Bell Group, co-author of something under 100 books, which have sold over a billion copies across the galaxy, authored many of them. Sprinkles is my favorite. Service Magic is another one he wrote with the late, amazing, awesome Ron Zimke. I'm still so glad to be able to say his name after all these years. And he's our good friend, Chip Bell. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Always wonderful to be with you, sir.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. I wrote an article a while back about why you shouldn't have a customer from hell. I ran into a store one time, and the lady said, I said, "How you doing? How's business?" She said, "It'd be great except for this customer from hell." And I said, "You shouldn't have one of those." She said, "What do you mean?" I said, "You should charge it, people like that, and they're difficult customers. You should charge them so much that you want to have 100 of them."
That's right.
And she hadn't thought about it like that. But I learned many years ago that some of the best customers that I couldn't run off were the difficult ones, the ones that came in unhappy, and I just loved them up within an inch of their lives, and I couldn't run them off after that.
Absolutely, and that's the thing. That's why turning an oops into an opportunity. You know, they're rare. Customers from hell, the evil, really devious kind of customers are very rare, but there are a lot of customers that have been through hell, and they sort of look alike.
Right. That's
and
exactly
I like
right.
to presume, well, they've been having a tough day, and I need to turn their life around for them.
Right. So how do we differentiate? How do we tell them?
I think one is just you don't know always. You don't know whether they're really devious and evil or whether they're just had a tough day. And so if you treat them all like they're important gifts, and I like to think about that in that way, is customer complaints are a gift because it's a customer's way of trying to teach you how to serve them better.
They found your holes that you didn't find.
That's right, because they see things we can't see, you know, and we're blind to the details. And so I think the more we say, how can I learn from this, and how do I create a opportunity for them to teach me, then we change the relationship. And if they're truly evil, then you just find a way to send them to your competition. But that's rare. That's very rare.
That's exactly right. So I think if you go into a difficult situation presuming that the evil customer is a rare bird, but one who's just having a hard time, who hasn't – now, these are people who might become evil if you don't take care of them.
Exactly.
But still, no, I'll tell you, I have made a lot of money off of people over my lifetime that other people didn't want to deal with.
Exactly. Because oftentimes those that are the most difficult, they'll tell you the truth, you know, and some customers won't. They just leave, and you never know why. And so if you got one who's willing to be candid and direct and straightforward, that's a gift. That's a way to, you know, that opens your eyes to see things you would otherwise miss. And so
when they walk in, and they're obviously they've got a furrowed brow. They might be shaking a little bit. they're walking fast, and even if they talk to you, they might not be able to get exactly out what they want to say because they're so frustrated. When they walk in like that, just say, "What do you do?" Just say, "Sir, have a seat. Tell me what's happened. Tell me what has been happening. Explain what happened."
I always like to say, "I'm glad you're here.
Right.
I'm glad you're here. Thank you for coming in." And then if they start registering some upset issue, then you say, "I'm sorry that's happened to you. I really am truly," which we are. We are truly sorry. Somebody's having a different day. It doesn't mean you're necessarily the culprit. But we are truthfully sorry. I think the magic words are, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. that's happened to you. And mm-hmm. and obviously the tone, you want to come across confident when you say that. You don't want to have a tail between the legs kind of, I'm sorry, I'm about the sorriest thing on the face of the planet. But you want that confidence that says, I truly am sorry. And then I think demonstrating the empathy, tell me what's happened. Help me understand your situation. So the empathy you demonstrate, I think, can help turn that customer around. And you're on your path to problem solving. You're on your path to learning. And you're on your path to turning a difficult customer into one who'll keep coming back time and time again.
So the first thing really is to disarm them, isn't it? To get them to believe that they don't have to be huffy, they don't have to be angry, they don't have to yell, they don't have to be worried about it anymore. You're the person who's going to fix this. If this can be fixed, you come to the right place. I'm your man.
Exactly. I like to remind people sometimes that anger is not a primary behavior. Anger is a secondary behavior. The primary behavior is fear. And so when you have somebody who's rip-roaring angry at you, if you say, you know, what are they afraid of and how can I help them feel more comfortable, sort of like a child coming in your bedroom in the middle of the night having awakened from a bad, bad dream,
right.
you don't say to a young child, well, just go on back to bed, it's just a dream. You comfort them. You are empathetic.
Right.
Treat the customer the same way. And the last thing you want to do is be defensive.
Well, that's exactly right, because that's all that's going to do is cause a fight. But there are people out there who seem to need more attention than others.
And
I'll tell you something, folks. And Chip, you've seen this. They kind of know that about themselves.
They know.
I mean, if they've been around a while, they know that they're a little higher maintenance. And even if they don't actually admit it to themselves, they know that they are. Instinctively, and if you can diffuse them, if you can say, if maybe especially if you can do it more than once, those are people that won't go anywhere else. Why would they?
That's right.
Why would they break somebody new when they've got you to take care of them?
Exactly. And you're showing them respect, which
and
they don't
Amazon can't do that, Chip. Amazon
right,
can't
absolutely.
Do that.
No.
That's the
no.
special sauce, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and that's why small businesses have an edge.
Right.
Because they're in a much better position to have a capacity to do that than some big box or some Amazon or a larger company.
And of course, folks, when we're talking to Chip Bell, it's not the special sauce. It's the sprinkles, right, Chip?
Absolutely.
That's the title of one of his new books. I know that. 20 after the hour. Right back to Chip Bell. ChipBell.com is his website. He and I will be right back. More to come after the message. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.